There's another story like that where we had a guy living in a nest in the woods. 11 years. He had built a nest in a public park in Cincinnati and had been living in this mound of sticks and straw and so forth. And turns out this guy was a librettist. He had written lyrics, right, for operas. And so we had an act worker who was a music major. And so, again, we took about 6 to 8 months engaged with this guy, had our doc go out, prescribed this guy meds. Wasn't really challenging about the nest. Obviously, the nest, I mean, there's a lot of metaphors there. But the nest was a big part of this guy's life. He'd lived there for almost a decade. Well, you know, he had built this sort of house, right? He had built his house out of sort of the natural environment in this very urban setting. This park was right next to University of Cincinnati. And he had built this house and has insulated himself from the outside world with all the sort of junk. I mean, because it wasn't all sticks and moss. I mean, there was some, like, you know, plastic milk cartons and stuff in the nest. He had built and insulated this nest out of things that people throw away, and insulated himself against sort of the cold of, you know, again, I'm overstating this, but the cold of society and the uncaringness of people and all that sort of thing, and really had isolated himself in the middle of this giant, densely populated urban setting. And a lot of people, obviously, in the neighborhood and around UC knew this guy. I mean, it's pretty obvious. This guy, a pretty well-known character around the town. So what ended up working with this guy was sort of this, you know, this academic language around music that no one else could do. And we just were fortunate enough to, on one of our act teams, we had a homeless act team that we had this music major that could talk about scores and, you know, compositions and the difference between Puccini and again, engage him with multidisciplinary staff. This guy had some substance abuse issues, but obviously also had a lot of psychosis, and we're able to eventually move him out of that tenuous living situation in a permanent housing. Eventually, he has his own apartment, and what last time I had heard, and this was 5 or 6 years ago, he was actually working competitive employment.